Kum lenin a blad gemara. We are up to Yubez and Aleph. We finished a very long Mishnah. Now we are up to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Iboyeluhu. We have a question. We learned a few days ago, Machlekes Abyechidesh Lakish. Everyone agrees that if the mincha is missing before you did the kaimitz, then it's possible. But if you did the kaimitz and afterwards the shiraim, something went missing, the question is, what do you do? One opinion says it renders the whole thing possible. The other one says, no, you bring the ketedis onto the mizbeach, you bring the kaimitz on the mizbeach, but the shiraim cannot be eaten. So our question is, according to that opinion that says, shiraim shechoser ben kmitza laktora, if you have any left over, the balance of the mincha if it went missing after the kmitza, prior to the aktora. And this Rabbi Yechonu says, Maktir kaimitz, you go ahead and you proceed to bring up the kaimitz aleihen. But you cannot eat from the mincha. The question is as follows. So our question is, Mahu the tehenil haktora le mikvi enu bepigul. Over here, if you were, let's say, decided to roast the kaimitz on the condition that you're thinking to yourself, you're going to eat the shirayim. You can eat the shirayim the wrong time or the wrong place. Now, on the one hand, you can argue, since you cannot eat this food, since it's not something which is mutat achila de mincha, so there's no pigle. On the other hand, since we're telling you to go ahead and do the kaimut, so the kmitz is done properly, so maybe it is a pigle.
It's 12 by 3.
Yeah.
12 by 3.
And we had in the Mishnah before, when is pigle dover shadakel echel, the part that you normally eat. This is dover sha'ed akel echel. You cannot eat the shrine of mincha. On the other hand, since you're supposed to do the haktar of the kaimitz, so maybe it does work. What is it? Says the Gemara, that's question number one. Mao did tani laktar lemikvina, but pigle, what's the case in this case if you had the wrong thoughts in mind, we did haktar, since you're entitled, not only entitled, you're supposed to do haktar. So therefore, it causes pigle or not. And the second thing is, we know that once you do all the activities, it removes the meila. It means if somebody uses it afterwards, you're no longer over the isra of stealing from the base of Mikdash, you're being a carbon meila. Over here, if you did the ketedis afterwards, you did the kmitz and you burnt it, what effect does it have on the shirayim? Does it remove the meila? On the one hand, you did what you're supposed to do. On the other hand, but you're not able to eat the shirayim. So maybe it's not really completed. So the Gemara... And the problem is, because you cannot eat the shirayim. That's the question. We have an argument, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer, if you take food out of the base, if you take part of the carbon out of the base, it's called a yoitzei. So then, if you then went ahead and you did the zrika, does it help not only for what's inside the base of Mikdash, but also for the part that was taken out? As what? They should no longer be moil, even though you're not allowed to eat it because the yoitzei is possible, but at least if you use it, you're not moil anymore. So even according to Rabbi Akiva, it says zrika mayelus li yoitzei, that if you took it out, the zrika does help. In the case of yoitzei, the item is still be'en of us. You should have taken it out. So therefore, the zika helps it. And the psul is nothing wrong with the thing itself. It's an external matter. It's extraneous to the item itself. But in the case over here, where part of the mincha went missing, so this is an intrinsic. This is an intrinsic psul. This is the psul of the mincha itself. Maybe that kibbutz made le mahanile. So the zika by a carbon doesn't help, or the haktara of the kaimer doesn't help, and therefore you still muddle. And therefore, the machshava is not a machshava pigle.
An animal would be part of the blood is lost.
Sorry?
What would you have as a parallel? The mincha is said part of
the
mincha. The
bossa went missing. Yeah, same thing. Omalei, Rabbi, Adam, Faket. I can argue, Pum Faket. I feel that Rabbi Lezer, Domin, Ezi, Kamilia said, I can argue, me Faket. Let's be a lateral thinker. Even Rabbi Lezer says that if that part of the animal went out and you did zrika, it doesn't help because it's outside. I can argue that this is better than zrika. Why? Than yaitze. Hani mila yaitze, the lesser within. The fact is it's not in the base of Mikdash. How can the zrika have any impact on it? Abuch sorin, the ezim of him, it's around somewhere, whatever, first of all, whatever the balance is, it's inside the base of Mikdash, but it's missing a part. But whatever the balance is right here. So maybe the aktar of the kaimers helps. Mahani laktar. How do I know that it helps? How do I know that the ketores are kaimitz would help for what's inside? In our mission here, hakaimitz, and that's an interesting thing, but Rav says here. It says in our mission, there's a reish and there's a sefer. The first part of the Mishnah is you made a kmitza, you did a kmitza on the mincha, and you had a mind to eat the shirayim in the wrong place or in the wrong time. But then it says, either the full amount, you did the kmitza and you had a mind either to do the full amount, or a kazayis, at the wrong place or the wrong time. That's case number one. And then the second half of the Mishnah talks about that you did the halacha, you did the ktara in order to eat the shirayim in the wrong place, wrong time, or a kazayis. Now, what's odd is V'tani Rabchi, who learned the Braisa on this Mishnah, he deleted the word kazayis. Same thing on Mishnah, but he took out the example. In our Mishnah, it says either I'll eat the mincha in the wrong place, wrong time, or I'll eat a kazayis of the mincha, wrong place, wrong time. Rabbi Chiya deleted the word kazayis. Why do you think he did that for? How come it's the mincha, the tana, the kazayis? My time.
Is that the same thing by an animal that you have these two thoughts?
Yeah. We had exact same as Rachim. But we're not talking about mincha. My time, loitani. Why doesn't it say kazayis? I'll tell you why. You know why? Because in the Reisha you cannot learn kazayis. Because you know what kazayis means? Don't think that kazayis means, I mean, you can learn Parshat Pshat, kazayis means there's four kazayisim here of Mincha, and I'm going to eat one of those kazayisim outside, or one in the wrong time. But he says, no. Another Pshat in the Mishnah is that all that's left is one kazayis, the rest disappeared, went missing. All I expect to eat is one kazayis. Now, you cannot learn that way in the Reisha, because if anything went missing before the kmitza, no, I'm being kmitz for only a kazayik, that's all that's left. What do we learn? Everyone agrees that if part of the mincha went missing before the kmitza, it's pasul. If it's pasul, then the machshav is meaningless, because it's already pasul before you did your machshavah's pigul. We learned before, if you have any other machshavahs that ruin it, it's over. Here, it's more than just a machshavah, it's a pasul of carbon. So obviously, says Rab Chiya, since in the Sefer, I can learn kazayis. Because once you did the kmitza, and now it's only a question of Torah, even though it went missing, we're saying according to Rabbi Yechonon, you can go ahead with the kmitza, therefore the machshava is possible. But if you learn kazayis, you would learn also that kazayis in the Reisha would mean that there's only kazayis left, but it would be a pasul of carbon. Therefore, he took it out. Lav kegoyin
shechosru. If the language in this mission is exactly the same as the one to do with
it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's only by my mincha we say.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
we had yesterday, Allah mincha, we had those words. Says Gemara, my time in Latani Akazai, Lavka, for example, you know why it doesn't say Kazayis? Because Kazayis can also mean that all went missing and all you have left is a Kazayis. The Kiva, the Bematan, Kaili, Behuaktarle, Masnale, he doesn't learn Kazayis. Al Khayr, you can learn it in the Sefer, but Kazayis, because it doesn't matter. But since you cannot learn the Reisha, you decide not to learn the Sefer either. You took out Kazayis completely. And yet it says in the Sefer that it is Pigul and Yechayiv Karis, which means that if there's only Kazayis left. Okay, the fact that Rabchi took it out proves that Rabchi understood our Mishnah when it says Kazayis, it doesn't mean that you only plan to eat one kazayis. It means all is left in one kazayis, at least in the Sefer. But Rabbi Chiya didn't want people making mistakes, so he took it out completely. But going back to the Mishnah, he doesn't argue the Mishnah, which means that in the Sefer, Taka, if all is one kazayis left, still you proceed with the kaimitz, and it passels. If you had a machshava pigul, it ruins it. So it says Rav, is that right? What I said. That if you will go ahead, even though you're not allowed to eat the food, so there's no matter, still everything is kosher, it takes out the mila. If you have a machshava pigul, it ruins it, and so on. Alma Mahani Lektor. Amale Baya Baya argued with his friend Rava, and he said, "Who said? La, you know, Hamani Rabbi Lezi. Maybe the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lezi. Your whole Rai is based on the fact it doesn't say Oikazayis in the Braisa. So how Rabbi Chiya understood? You know why? Rabbi Chiya understood that this Mishnah is Rabbi Lezi. That and therefore what? Or at least the Braises are Lezer, not the Mishnah. He the Braises, Rabbi Chiya, follows me, Rabbi Lezer, which is a totally different matter altogether. Rabbi Lezer holds that in order for Vichayev, Shchut Echutz, you have to do the entire carbon. Side the carbon, side the Kmitza, side the Levonin. And if any part of it is missing, it's not a kosher carbon. So if you did it outside, it's not the apostle of Shchut Echutz. So therefore, according to him, if you only have one Kazayis, it's possible. But the Rebbe in our Mishnah is not talking about Rabbi Lezer. And therefore, we don't know what to be, and when it says kazayis in our Mishnah, kazayis means you plan to eat one kazayis outside. Doesn't mean you only have one kazayis left. There's no proof on this case. But now we learn hakoymed valavoyne vaktoides and michas koynim and michas koymashich. It says the koymed of a minchavi by a minchavi Yisrael is eaten by the koynim and on the koymed goes a mizbech. and the Levina, which goes on the Mizbeah, the Haktoides, and the Ktoides that the Kohen brings every single day, the Kohen Gadol, or Minchas Kohenim. Or if a Kohen brings a Mincha, the entire thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach. Or Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Or the Kohen Gadol's Chavisim. Or Minchas Nesachim. Or the Mincha of Nesachim, which knows you bring with a carbon, you bring a Mincha, that gets totally burned on Mizbeach. Shehekriv Ma'achas Mehen Kezayis Bechut. If you only bring one Kezayis outside, Chayv, at Chalmod Yechayv. However, Rebbe Leza pointed at Chiyakriv as Kula. He said, you know, you put it until you bring it all up. One Kezayis is nothing. And that's why Rabbi takes out of his eyes, because he holds that it's nothing. He holds it's nothing. Nothing to do with what you said before, because Monk's eyes is left, guys left, and it would still be a kosher thing, and Mila would help. It takes away the Mila and so on. Nothing to do with that. Freddy Moril Rabbi Lezer, if it's Rabbi Lezer, hi lahakter kumtza. It says we want to be makter the koymitz lahakter kumtza levenasa by the koymitz. Rabbi Lezer, you can't just say to be makter the koymitz. Rabbi Lezer, if you had a mind to be makter the koymitz, when you makter the koymitz, you had a mind the wrong place. There's no pigle, because he says you have to do the entire matter. What's the entire matter? Koymitz and the levina. So it should have said in the Mishnah, until you, if you makter the kaimitz and the levina, and you had in mind the wrong time for the shirayim, then it's possible. But now, the kaimitz, levina, shikriv, zechem, and b'chutz chayim, Rabbi Lezer pointed out Shekhar Shneim, both of them. So how can it be Rabbi Lezer? What's he right? You know why he doesn't mention levina in our Mishnah? Because we're not talking about a mincha that has a levina. Which mincha doesn't have a levina? A mincha's chayit. We make it as impoverished as possible. El the kaimitz, the mincha's chayit. We're talking about the kaimitz chayit. Fetting more of the ich botanish mincha kaimitz chayit. Would the Mishnah go out of its way and tell you a whole din only regarding one mincha, specific mincha chayit? Because if we're talking about ordinary minchas, he would have said, since you're telling the author of Mishnah Rabbi Lezer, he should have said, until you makter the thing itself and the kaimitz and the levina. Was it in? Yeah, why not? Likewise, because of the Miyam Rabbi Lezer, kaimitz, the minchas chayit, that our Mishnah talking about minchas chayit, but Rabbi Lezer, it's Rabbi Lezer. Hadam Rav Nerov comes along and says, La Milsi Damri, forget your question. I have a better question on myself. The Tanya we learned. The Tanya we learned, Kodesh Kodoshim Hu, it says that the Pasuk, that it is Kodesh Kodoshim, talking about the Lechem Aponim. It's Kodesh Kodoshim, She'im Nifrasa, we had it before, She'im Nifrasa Achas Mehen, if one of the Chalas broke, went missing before you did your Akhtara of the Levoina, Kulam Psulas, they are all Pasul. They're all Pasul, and you have to burn it. Now, it seems from here that the only Pasul, if it broke, Hayotzes, what about a couple of the challahs were taken out before you're supposed to? Then it seems, Hanidika, well, actually, those that took out, obviously, is Pasul Koyotze, but those behind is Kashin. Man Shamat laid the Amr. So here we have a distinction between Yetziah and Chaser. That only by Chaser do we have a problem, but Yetziah is not a problem. Now, who do we know that holds that Yetziah, that even if you took it out, whatever's left is still kosher? We had it just before. Rabbi Kiva, he holds that Zrika helps, even though part of the carbon went out, Zrika helps for the rest of the carbon that's inside, and for the and outside as well, is no longer moil. Man Shamele Lama Zrika Mele Yetziah, Rabbi Kiva. And yet, he himself said, but if something went missing, that's it. That doesn't help the burning. You have to burn the whole lechem upon him. So therefore, I was wrong what I said before, that according to Rabbi, you know, if you hold that whatever's inside the base of Midrash in your makter v'ktoides, it takes away the me'ilah, even though part of it is missing. See, clearly from here that a part of it is missing, mefedish, it doesn't help. And it must go according to Rabbi Kiva. How do I know, which is halacha? Because he's saying, dafke, part of it missing. La fuke what? Going out. Because going out will be all right. Who's the one that says going out will be all right? Rabbi Kiva. So we see that going to Allah Rabbi Kiva, even though going out, whatever, the Zika helps, or the Akhtoidah helps, but not if something went missing. So the same thing by my Mincha. If after you did the Kemitzah, part of Mincha went missing, and then you go ahead and you put the roast, the Kemitz on the Mizbech, you still moil on the Shirayim, and the Machir's Pigel wouldn't help. Now suddenly Abaye, the one who argued with the Rav, now Abaye is coming to defend Rav, and said, Rav, don't change your mind, you were right the first time. It's very interesting how they each change sides. Rava then changed sides to agree with Abaye that I was wrong, and Abaye then changed sides to Rava. No, you're originally Taka right, and your question is not a question. Why? This is called Emet Tehillah Lishma. They're not interested in proving that they're right. They're interested in understanding an Indian. Abaye says to him, Miktoni, does it say you made a diik hayotzes? But if it went out, it would be kosher, and therefore you say it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. But if it went missing, it's possible. Who told you that make a diik? Maybe make the following diik. Dilma ha nitmas hanach chedes. When is a pasul only if it broke? But if it became tamei, then it's taka kosher. Don't do Rabbi Kiva. Don't do Rabbi Kiva at all. My timer, the meratzah tzitz. But why taka should be kosher? Because the tzitz taka is marz. I will yotze. What would taka that didn't be if it went out? Then this is the author of this mishnah is Rabbi Lezer, who holds that if part of it went missing, then you have to burn the whole thing. You cannot, even though you're doing the ketitas, it doesn't help. It's Rabbi Lezer, and he holds also that if you took it out, also would ruin the whole thing. The mishnah is making a contrast. The contrast is not the taking out. The contrast is to tumah. Because tumah would be different. Because the tzitz is meratza on the tumah. The tzitz atones to the tumah, and therefore taka whatever is left in says not tumah is kosher. But yitzi is possible, and so is burning. And this is Rabbi Lezer, but taka according to Rabbi Kiva holds that yitzi is kosher. Then we take a hold, a part of it is missing, whatever's left is also good. And if your original thought might be right. But so why does he only give an example of it, something went missing? It's ruined. Why did you say something went missing or went out? It's ruined. But how did Tony Nifrus, you know why I only mentioned highlights the case of something missing? How come I teach you that filu nifrus? Even if it went out, there's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Lezer holds this possible. The Chiddush, even though it's still remaining inside the base of Midrash, you would think, okay, whatever's inside should be kosher. Tells you, no, I feel nifrus at Issa Bifrim. Lama hani lektar in hell. Oh, but Rabbi Akiva doma zika me'el yaitzef. So now I'm a lektar. Taka, if it went missing, he also, whatever's left is left, and it helps. Lektar helps, and if it takes away the meal, and if he had a machshav a pigle, would ruin it. So just interesting how Rabbi Abaye came to rally in defense of Rabbi. Next Mishnah. Which is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. What about you had in mind, lechol kechatzi zayis, you had in mind to eat a half a kezayis, which is called achilas odom, and ulahakte kechatzi kezayis, and you had in mind to roast a half a kezayis, the wrong time, the wrong place. But each one's a half a kezayis. Now, in our Mishnah before, we said that we combined the two. But here you have two different achilas. You have achilas odom and achilas mezbeach. I had in mind a half a kezayis that the kohen eats. You can eat in the wrong time. And then he had in mind that the other half a kezayis, which should be roasted mezbeach. So who eats that? The Eibishter, the mezbeach, eats it, should be the wrong time. And the question is, can you combine a half a kezayis, you need a full kezayis before it's considered pigul. Do you combine the half a kezayis that's meant to be eaten on the mezbeach with a half a kezayis that's meant to be eaten by a person? And the Mishnah says, no. If we had a machlekes in the mezbeachim, if you do, and here the Mishnah says, no. Tanakam says, no. Says the Gemara time, but the only reason why we don't combine is because it's totally two different activities. The lechol v'lahaktir. Why? Because hol la'echol. Sorry, only lechol la'haktir. One is achilas adam, and one is achilas what do you call it? Mizbech. What about? Let's be medayik. What about lechol v'lechol? What about you had in mind for the person to eat, all of it to the person to eat, but you had in mind to eat dover she'ein da'ak lechol, half a kezayis of the part of the mincha that I meant to eat, and then you had in mind the other half a kezayis of the koimitz, which belongs on the mizbeach, I'm going to eat in the wrong time. So they're both achilas adam, but one is dover she'da'ak lechol, and one is dover she'ein da'ak lechol. One is meant to be eaten by the koin, one is meant not to be the koin. Because before the Mishnah said dover she'da'ak lechol, do we combine these two or not? Achilas adam and achilas mizbeach, we don't combine. Here I'm thinking both cases about the person, my consumption, or the kohen's consumption. However, one is something which is suitable for the kohen, and one is something which is davish ain't dak lechel. Do they combine or not? Says the Gemara, what's the shaila? Doesn't say the Mishnah of Akhtani Reisha, lechel davish dak lechel, velahakti davish dak alahakti. Says in the face of the Mishnah, a kazayis is something which is meant to be eaten, or a kazayis is something which is meant to be roasted. It sounds like clearly from here that the only time it's pigle is if it's thinking about food that's suitable either for mizbeach, full kazayis, or suitable for consumption by a kohen, full kazayis. Dover shedak lechel in, shedak lechel loy. Says the Gemara, man, tane, who's the tane of the Mishnah? Who says mechashvi ma'achilas adam la'achilas mizbeach achilas adam? The following Mishnah, which we'll tell you about in a minute, which where you can make a dig that they combine, actually follows Rabbi Lezer to hold that he can even combine achilas adam to achilas mizbeach. What's the story? Now we learned. We learned in a Mishnah. Or we'll learn. Hakoymetz es hamincha. If somebody does kmitza on a mincha. Lechel to eat dover she'ain da'ke lechel. If you were koimitz a mincha and you had in mind that you're going to eat the koimitz, which is not the proper thing to eat, ulahakte dover she'ain da'ke lechel, or you had in mind to roast the shirayim, which doesn't belong in the bech. That's what you had in mind. It's kosher because they don't belong there, so there's no pigle, there's no machshava pigle because it's totally wrong. Rabbi Lezer holds that if you swapped that which belongs to Achilles Adam, you associate to Mizbech, and that which belongs to Mizbech, it's Adam, it's still possible. It's possible. So therefore, yeah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, it would seem that it does combine Eichel and Eichel. Abai says that even if a person, even according to Rabbanon, like Tema, maybe don't make it dig. You want to medayik from our Mishnah that only Dover Shadak Lechel, but not Dover Shain Dak Lechel. Don't medayik, Ho Lechel, Velechel Donak Lechel. Don't mean you're medayik, but if you want to eat, it says only that and a Mizbech, but to eat for a person. Eat two kinds of eating, maybe is all right. El Emo, Ho Lechel, Velechel Dover Shadak Lechel. No, maybe our Mishnah holds that you cannot combine. Our Mishnah says you cannot combine Achilles Adam and Achilles Bech. So you want to be talking about Achilles Adam and Achilles Adam combines, even though one is Dr. Lech, one is Dr. Lech. How do you know? Maybe for Adam it'd be Medayik, but for Achilles, when do they combine? If you had in mind Achilles Adam, both of them were Achilles Adam. I was a Chiddush then. Well, my Kamashna was a Chiddush. It says Mefedish, Lechel Kazayis Bachutz, or Kazayis Lamachar, or Kazayis Lamachar, Kazayis Bachutz. You had in mind to eat, and you had different machshavas, but you were talking about things which are suitable for the person to eat. Why do you have to make a diik? The Mishnah clearly says that you can combine two different thoughts of Dover Shadarka Lechel, half a kazayis that I'm going to eat today, tomorrow, and half a kazayis I'm going to eat in the wrong place. They combine, and therefore there's no longer kardis and all that. So Mishnah clearly says that two things which are Dover Shadarka Lechel combine. So you're telling me that the deek in our Mishnah is when it says that you cannot combine Achilles Adam and Achilles Mizbech. So we thought that the Mishnah is trying to tell you, but if you have a mind for human consumption, Kohen consumption, even though one is meant to be for the Kohen, one is not meant to be the Kohen, that they do combine. Right? That's what we want to say, Mechadish. And we want to say, maybe it's only Rabbi Lezer. He said, no, don't make that dig. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanon, the author of Mishnah Rabbanon, but the dig should be. But if you combine two things that Dr. Lecha, they combine. I was a Chiddush, the Mishnah says so clearly. The Gemara. Hasu Lamali, what are you there for? E Lechel, the Lechel, Dover, Shane, Dr. Lechel, Kamashmanon, if to tell me, eating something that's to be eaten and something that's not to be eaten, that's them, that they don't combine. Kamasha and the Mistad supposed to be a Mistad, Rashi says. If Kamasha, of course they don't combine. Mereisha, Shamino, no revelation they don't combine. He says, Dovash ain't dark, because says in the Fashion Mishnah, Dovash and Dark Lechel, only things which are common to eat, but Dovash ain't Dark Lechel don't combine. Good parentheses, Rashi says he's taken out. If it's talking about, that's coming to teach you, that you cannot combine Achilas Adam with Achilas Mizbeach, Midiyuka, the Reisha Shamed Minei, that Madach were saying that if I want to combine something for myself to be eaten, and they don't combine Dov Shadaka Lechel and Dov Shadaka Lechel, so surely, not even talking about myself, a half a kazayis for a person's consumption, a half a kazayis for Mizbeach's consumption, surely they don't combine. The hashtag malech maduch for Kohen's consumption, and you want to combine what he normally should eat, part of the mincha that he should eat, together with lechel dovish and darker lechel with the part of the mincha that Kohen shouldn't eat. Amrit loy mistarif. You tell me that they're not mistarif. Lechel will haktim beboyet. So you need the mission. Tell me, don't eat and if you have in mind half a kazayis that I'm going to eat and half a kazayis I'm going to put in his mizbech with the wrong kavanah. They don't combine. Of course not. Says anybody, yes. The Mishnah has to say that. In lechel v'lahakter itzchle, the Mishnah when it talks about food tells you you cannot combine. We say go back. You cannot combine by achil of an adam the dover shadarker lechel, the balance of the mincha, and dover she'ein darker lechel, which is the kaimitz. And yet the Mishnah still has to tell you that if you had in mind the kaimitz to go on the mizbech for the wrong time, half a kazayis and half a kazayis and mechal eat that they don't combine. That you need the Mishnah to tell you why. Look, how do you think it's obvious? No. I would think so. I would think you need it. Sagrami, I would have thought, what are you thinking? True, it's all for human consumption, but half of kazayis is taka fit for a human. But the other half of kazayis, which are the kaimah, doesn't belong to the kayin. So it's wrong thought. That's why they don't combine. Aval hocha, but over here, the bahaiki urche kemachashav, bahaiki urche kemachashav. Each one, I'm thinking the right thing. I'm thinking half of kazayis for kayin's consumption, and I'm thinking half of kazayis that belongs to the mizbech. They're both correct thoughts. So what if the one belongs in Mizbech and one belongs to the Kohen? But maybe the two combine. Amal it started, maybe they'll combine. Kamash will tell you that they don't combine. Hadna lo kamenachos.